From time to time over the past year and a half, we've heard commentaries from Holly Rossi about her husband, Rob. He was a reservist, and after he was activated in February of 2003, he spent 11 months overseas. Just when they thought he was going to come back to the States, his tour was extended. But he's finally home now, and Holly Rossi says their involvement in the war is over. Rob has been discharged from the Army.
We framed Rob's honorable discharge certificate and put it right on our mantle. Soon afterwards, we got an email from an Army buddy of his who had also been set free. The email happily announced an upcoming party, but then it said, "All of you who now put your country second will be invited." Like Rob, this friend had served the full term he signed up for when he was commissioned as an officer, and then some. So why, behind the mirth of his email, did we sense that he was feeling less than honorable about his discharge? It's been a strange time for Rob and his friend to get word that they're now civilians. Soldiers have been growing increasingly vocal about their displeasure at the Army's stop-loss policy, which allows the Army to keep soldiers in the service even beyond their agreed-upon commitment dates. Tours are being extended, and the Reserves and National Guard in particular are being tested as never before. It's no wonder, then, that Rob and his fellow freshly decommissioned officers are wrestling with a decent measure of guilt that he's left the rest of the war to be fought by somebody else. During the long months of Rob's deployment, we both felt a tremendous sense of pride because Rob was contributing something to the war on terror. Now a mister instead of a captain, though, he joins the helpless masses who are left to observe and opine about foreign policy from a very safe distance. Don't get me wrong, he's grateful and relieved to have that luxury. But counting his 4 years of ROTC in college, Rob was in the military for 13 years. We're gladly letting go of the anxiety that came along with his service, but it's harder to let go of the pride. Pride in his country is something that Rob is realizing he doesn't actually have to let go of, and shouldn't. He might not be a soldier anymore, but Rob is still an American, and America is still at war. But there are many ways to serve your country, and Rob and his buddies don't have to wear a uniform to serve theirs any longer. They've done more than most of their peers, and they've earned their lives back. Putting their country second? No. I think at our friend's party, the former soldiers should remind each other of a very simple fact. It's called an honorable discharge for a reason.
Holly Rossi lives outside of Boston. To hear the other commentaries she wrote while Rob was away, and to see pictures, visit our website, npr.org.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Linda Mack.
At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Ted Clark, Bob Duncan, Kevin Beasley, Jeff Sandman, Douglas Roberts, Dee Dee Skanky, and Rena Advani.
Librarians include Denise Chen, Catherine Baer, Beth Howard, Giselle Foss, Dan Onstead, Maureen Clements, and Robert Goldstein.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR. Our news.